Blog Talk Radio.
To today's show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks for tuning into the show, and welcome. Those of you who are listening live via my show page at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via landline or cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give a comment or your opinion on today's topic, then press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show. And I guarantee you, I will get you up on the air so you can give your opinion or make your comments. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is brought to you by Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, call Frank Williams Realty. You can reach me at 678-549-0274, or you can call my office number at 404-564-9689. You can also reach me by email, frankwilliams@kw.com. KW.com. That's Frank Williams at KW.com. Whether you're buying, selling, or you know someone who wants to buy or sell their home, put them in contact with me, or you contact me, however you want to do it, and I will help them from start to finish. Again, that's Frank Williams Realty, and you can reach me at frankwilliams@kw.com. 678-549-0274 is my cell number. You guys can call me. Some of you know me personally. You guys can give me a call at any time. I will help you. All right. Again, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, before I get into the show, I just want to say a couple of things about the shooting in the elementary school in Texas. I'm going to try to do a show on parenting, okay, parenting, and how would these young kids not connecting with society? How are they not connecting with society and not being a, what we call a contributing citizen, okay, a contributing citizen? So, and that kind of makes a segue into the show, right? Because being a contributing citizen, which I think I am, and that's actually what we're calling the show today. What do you like about being you? What do you like about being you? And that's something that I like about being me. I like being a contributing citizen. And what I mean by being a contributing citizen is, you know, you work every day and you make money, you take care of your family, you take care of your bills, you take care of whatever you need to take care of. And you're able to, go out and maybe buy things that maybe you don't need, okay, but you want it, okay. You're able to go to a sporting event if you want to, because you're a contributing citizen. You go to work every day. You make your own money. You know, you have your own place to stay. You've maybe started a family. You're taking care of that family. And some of you guys know me and know my mantra was, when I was coming up, was that, I didn't have a dad that lived at home with me when I was growing up. My mom and dad got divorced when I was 4 years old. And I didn't see him, didn't do a lot with him. My granddad and my grandma were the people who I kind of hung out with the most. Of course I did my mom, but outside of my mom, that's who I hung out with the most, my granddad and my grandma. So I was kind of mentored by them. And because my dad wasn't around, I always said to myself that if I ever had a family, had kids, that I wouldn't do them the way that he did me. And what I mean by that is, I'm not going to walk out on them. No matter how bad things may get, no matter how bad things are, don't walk out on your family. They need you. Although you may not be working right now, you may not be doing what you need to do right now, But if you really like yourself, get out there and find a job. Everybody's hiring. Everybody's hiring. Now, I know some people, you know, they say that some people are taking care of them and they don't have to work and they live off the government assistance and all this stuff. That's fine. But do you like that about being you? Do you like that lifestyle about yourself? Because you've created that lifestyle. You have. You've created that lifestyle for yourself and for your family. And, you know, if you got a significant other or a spouse who's there with you, and, you know, they're working every day trying to keep things going and you're not, you're sitting around on your ass, that's a problem. That's a problem. You know, if you're just sitting there and doing nothing, you're not actively, or you're not on the computer trying to apply for jobs all day. Man, I'd be applying for jobs all day. Because guess what? The easiest way to get a job is having a job. You find jobs when you have a job. So find a job. I don't care what it is. You could go to Family Dollar and get you a job. And then you go home the next day after you leave Family Dollar and continue to get online, continue to look for jobs, continue to apply for jobs. Guess what's going to happen? Somebody's going to call you and say, Frank, I think I have the perfect job for you. Can you come in for a short interview on Friday? Well, what time, Joe? Friday, 10 o'clock in the morning. Can you make that? Hell yeah. Then you start thinking, uh-oh, I got to work at Family Dollar Friday morning. But this is a job that you've been looking for, and you already have a job. So don't just call and tell them folks that you're not coming. Ask them if you can come later. Tell them you have something to come up and you need to come in later. Don't just call them and tell them, hey, I'm not coming today. Call them and tell them something came up. Can you come in a little later? Okay? Employers will appreciate that more than you just calling and saying, I'm not coming today. Okay? Just trying to teach. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call me. Let's talk. Okay? Something else I like about being me is that I'm, you know, I try not to let myself get fat. Okay? I'm not in the best of shape. I'm not. I'll say that before anyone, because I know that I'm not. I've been in the best of shape, and I'm not even close to that right now. But I do walk a lot every day. That keeps me kind of trim and slim, okay? I don't eat a whole lot of junk food. That keeps me pretty slim and trim. And, you know, again, I do a lot of walking every day at work. I think that's my main thing right there. I take a supplement every day, okay? I try to eat some fruit every day. All right. So that's something that I like about myself. Okay. What else, Frank? What else is there? What else you like about yourself? Well, You know, it, and maybe these some things that that maybe I just like. Maybe I'm looking at some things now that I just like doing. Okay, and I you know, I like being able to put things together. I can just about assemble anything. If you give me something to assemble, give me the direction, give me the instructions to do it. Hey, in however long it might take me a while, but however long it takes me, I'll get it together and it'll be right. Okay? So I like to assemble things. If I could have a job where I stay at home, right, and I have a truck that comes by my house every day and drops off a lawnmower or four lawnmowers to my house, man, I can get a hold of those lawnmowers. Put them all four of them together and call them. Be like, hey, come on back and get these lawnmowers. They come back and get them. Next day, they dropping off four more. Man, if I could do that for a living, for a good living, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Frank, what's a good living? A good living is a job that can pay you enough money where you can keep your lifestyle that you have now, or better, right? If you wanted to get another job, you look for a job that pays you a little more than you're making now. You look for a job to pay you a little more than you're making now, unless you got a problem at that job and you just want to get out. Then you might take something that pays a little less money, but you know, in perfect world, you want to find a job that pays you a little bit more than what you're making right now. Or you want to do something that pays you at least up to what you're making right now. Okay? So you got to say, Frank, I'm getting another job on me. I'm be making $30 an hour. But I'm getting me another job. I'm get out of this place. Well, I always tell people, well, what about the benefits? The benefits, pretty much on the same lines, and what about the working hours? Are they pretty much, on the same lines? Or what about the insurance? I guess insurance part of benefits, but what about the insurance? That's on the same line, or are you going to pay more for insurance? If you had to pay more for insurance than you're paying now, and you're going to a job that pays a little bit more than what you're making now, that's probably going to wash those out, right? So that's what you look for. So, again, if I had a job that would drop off some things that I need to assemble and then call them and tell them to bring them back when I get them done, or I could put them on the back of my truck and take them to whomever I need to take them to and get them done and have them done, right? I take them there, drop them off. Hey, give me my check. Right? If I could do that, man, that would be ideal for me. That would be ideal for me. And then while I'm gone, I could still have a couple of people who are working here as well. Where they can still bring the lawnmowers or whatever, drop them off at the house, can still put them together. I still have my crew that's putting them together, putting them on the truck, taking them, dropping them off, getting paid while I'm gone on vacation. That's something I like about being me, is being able to assemble things, having that, I like to do it, right? I like to do it. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys call me. Tell me what do you like about being you, okay? What do you like being you? And something else, guys, I wanted to talk about real quick before I still got a bunch of time in the show. I wanted to talk about something real quick. I am ready now to set up my I'm trying to do a weekly show with a great friend of mine that's going to be coming on the show hopefully once a week. I got to get in touch now and see when that can happen. But the show is simply going to be entitled Vic. Okay? That's going to be the show. The show is simply going to be entitled. And you guys have to tune in. When you see that, you have to tune in and listen to the show. Now, you'll still be able to call in and say whatever you got to say with the show. But he's going to have his own part of the show once a week, and you guys don't want to miss it, believe me. I've gotten everything in that I needed to get in for his show, so I'm ready to get going now. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call. What else do I like about being me? Hey guys, call me and tell me what you like about being you. Okay, again, hey, there's something that maybe not like being me, but it's fun, right? It's fun me being able to. I call myself a great fisherman. I love to go fishing. I love to fish, and I'm decent at it. I've taught some people some few things about fishing. I help my wife when we go fishing. That's something I like about myself. I'm just trying to find something, you know, but. That's what it's all about. Now, I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 863. And you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this? Where you calling from?
Paul, what the hell going on?
Paul, talk to me, son.
Yeah, man. I got the problem I had, you say you walk a lot and you slim. And you, what else you say you was? You fine or something you said?
Yeah. What you talking about? What you got to say?
Lying on the damn radio.
Where you coming in from?
Oh, boy. Good thing they talk radio, because C radio, the whole camp you sitting up there telling all them lies. Oh man, what's happening, bro?
What's going on, doctor?
Ain't nothing, man. Just trying to stay above ground, man. But you had a good topic there. But what you like about being you?
Yeah,
it's certain things you would want to change, but a lot of things you're proud of being. You know, I drive for a living, and I see a lot of stuff, man. Homeless people on the street, man, and I thank God for my life, man. I joke with you about what you said, but I can't look down on nobody, including myself. Won't look down on it. I thank God for what I have and what's going on in my life. So,
yeah.
But I ain't going to tell that lie about I'm slim, boy, because I got a stomach, don't want damn dead. So I'm trying to get rid of that.
Hey,
got about bigger draws and belts and everything, man. Shit.
That's a constant battle right there. That stumble for everybody.
I know it, man. I know it. Like I say, you're sitting here, you're driving, and you're trying to eat good, man. I've even went over to eating turkey sausage and chicken sausage and stuff like that, man. And trying to stay healthy, man, because you got a lot of folk dying young, man, not eating right. Man, ain't taking care of yourself. But, if, you know, that walking you say you do at work, man, that does help.
Yeah, I do probably 10 to 12,000 steps a day at work.
Yeah. Every little bit helps, man. You know, if I'm still trying to work on getting 30 minutes in my gym that I got. So, 30 minutes of cardio and try to lift another 30 minutes. But being out here on this road all the time, man, you get tired. And then that old saying that you got when you get home, I do it tomorrow, I'm going to start tomorrow.
Yeah.
You got to be persistent with it, constant.
Yeah.
But
you know,
some
people they call self-starters. Some people they call self-starters. Them folk can get up and if they got a little gym or something in their house, they can get up and shoot down to the gym. They can work out, come back upstairs to be sweating, jump in the shower and go to work. Some people can do that.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm the type of shit. I got 15 more minutes. I'm gonna lay here. All I do is my 5 more minutes, and before you know it, it's time to get on out of there. You don't get a chance to do it.
It's time to get out of there, bro.
Yeah.
Time to get out of there. Hey, I'm going to give you a call, after I get off the show.
That'll work.
I got to talk to you. All right.
Talk to you later.
All right. So, again, guys, we were talking about sometimes your time gets tied up in there, and it does. But why? It's because you let it get tied up. Again, he's laying in bed and he say, I get up, I'm gonna lay here about 15 more minutes, and I get up. And he lay there about 20 more minutes and wake up and be like, I can't exercise. I got to jump on in the shower. I gotta get on out of here and get to work. And that's the case most of the time. Period. That's the case most of the time. And but don't kick yourself about it. It happens to everybody. But again, you do have people out there who are self-starters and motivating. They can get up out of their sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning and go downstairs and start working out. You hear, hey, I'm Karen. What are you doing? I'm on my treadmill. Well, get off. I'm trying to sleep. I got to get up in the morning. You know, and those kind of people, they'll be 120 pounds for years, all their lives. And you say, she's a workout junkie. But some people are that away. Some people are that away. But, a lot of people aren't. All I can say is just do something. Okay, just do something. And again, it's just things that you like about being you. You know, what do you like about being you? Okay, and think about that sometimes, because no one else is gonna think about that for you. If you think about being you sometimes, or what you like about being you, tell you that you're the best at it. I'm the best at it. Okay? Tell you that. Say that to yourself. Things you like about being you, you're the best at it. Things are roll with you. And it's so crazy, but feed your brain with positivity is that's a key to being successful in life. Okay? Not just successful in a job, but it's successful in life. It's having that attitude, having that mindset. Okay? We had, and I'll kind of close the show with this story. We had a person that, at work, a young lady, actually, and this is what I say about young people, a young lady that everyone knows that you're not supposed to have your cell phone out while you, you know, while you're working, during production, so to speak. But people do it all the time, okay? And it's a uphill battle. People do it all the time still. They still, you know, try to sneak and, you know, look at their phone or send a text or whatever. And that's fine. I tell people all the time, hey, you can do that. I see people on their phone. Like, you can do that. But I'm going to tell you, there are people walking around, and if they see you and they come to you about it, you know, you're gonna have a problem then. So, you know, just do it at your own expense, right? So, to make a long story short, she was on her phone. She got caught, and they wrote her up for it. It was the second time, and instead of saying, you know, I was on my phone because, you know, my kid been sick. I'm just trying to watch it for to see if the school call. You know, I'm having a family problem and I'm just trying to watch it for whatever. She wasn't even remorseful about, you know, being on the phone. She wasn't even trying to save her job, because I was told that she would have saved the job. It would have been fine if she had just showed some remorse and been like, I'm sorry that, you know, I was on the phone. I see a lot of people doing it. I just got some problems at home, and I was just checking my phone when they happened to catch me. Do something. Try to save your job. But instead, she had an attitude about it. Y'all, you only rag on me. You only always pick on me. All these folks are always on their phone. You don't say nothing to them, yada, yada, yada. Well, okay. I'm sorry, I caught you. Okay? And she wasn't even remorseful about it to the head person in charge. Oh, they were like, okay, she can go. And she lost her job, got three kids. Just being nasty. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. And if it's anything you want to fight for, it's your job, okay? It's your job. So do that, guys. And again, all right, guys, I'm gonna shut it down there. I've been rambling along long enough. Thanks to you guys for listening in. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you guys back here tomorrow morning, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Thanks, guys. Take care of yourselves.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it. I ain't trying to die. No, she got a big ol' onion food that made the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a
copy some land and some property. AP, rose, pink diamonds, whoa. Whip up your soda, diamonds on steroids.
Keep watching me, whip up, still keep real and tame.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime.
In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry.
Casket drop dead, fresh and I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Single roll, post move, or the pick and roll. They made the way we win that time, we use a cheat code. Why you keep looking at me? I feel like you got static. It must be the paddock. Pocket blue cheese, I'm in the kitchen.
In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Like a stir fry. Whip it.
Keep watching me. Whip up, still keep real and tame.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime.
Ooh.
In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry.